The price of Bitcoin is hovering around $10,000 today. So far this year, the cryptocurrency's value has gone up more than 800%, doing far better than the stock market overall, which has also been on a tear. It's grown so much that banks like Goldman Sachs, while skeptical, are considering taking Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies a little more seriously. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And it's just unbelievable to watch Bitcoin go up by so much so fast. Yesterday, it broke the $9,000 mark. Today, we're talking about $10,000. What's going on?
I suppose I can be either honest or helpful here. The honest answer is I am not 100% sure what's going on, and I don't think anybody's 100% sure what's going on. The more helpful answer from conversations with people who are both advocates of Bitcoin and skeptics of Bitcoin, it seems to be that speculation is the primary driver here. This is an exciting product with a rather ingenious underlying technology in the blockchain itself, which is this sort of distributed digital ledger of digital payments. But you look right now at the currency's recent growth, it seems to be driven by soaring demand in Asia. It seems to be driven by hype effects here in the United States online. Buy Bitcoin recently overtook buy gold as an online search phrase. And like gold, I think it represents a way for people to hedge against equities and more traditionally traded stocks. So I think in many ways, this is a bit of a frenzy. And it's a frenzy where a lot of experts are trying to figure out exactly what is going on and why.
But you're saying that it's really about investment. Bitcoin is an investment. It's not something that people are buying so that they can buy other things.
Yes, this is a question. This is the million-dollar question. Is Bitcoin best thought of as a stock or as a currency? And if you define success as a huge market cap with national radio interest, then clearly, yeah, cryptocurrencies are an enormous success as an investment. The value has doubled in just the last 40, 45 days. The harder question to answer, though, is whether or not it's a good currency. And there, I'm just not really sure. It's not entirely obvious that use of Bitcoin, that transactions involving Bitcoin are rising anything near like the overall market cap of the product.
And by the way, it's not just Bitcoin. The other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum are also doing very well, not as well as Bitcoin, but very well.
That's right. And, you know, in thinking about this question, you know, is this a good currency? Is it best to think of this as a currency? Maybe the best answer here is to use a little bit of Econ 101. Two of the properties of any given currency are something called medium of exchange and store of value. Medium of exchange says the currencies exist so people can buy and sell stuff, and it's good for facilitating that. Store of value means that the currency won't lose buying power. And the paradox of Bitcoin, to me, is that it's an incredible store of value. It's a store of ever increasing value. But ironically, that makes it a terrible currency. After all, Jeremy, if I gave you a coin, a literal coin, not like Bitcoin, but a physical coin, I said its value is going to keep doubling every week or so, but maybe not. Who knows? Good luck. Would you spend it on coffee or a pair of pants or an interior redecoration? Like, the answer is maybe never. You'd want to hold on to it to see how valuable it gets. So this is what people mean when they say that Bitcoin seems to be more like a bubble than a currency. The dollar is a really useful medium of exchange because it's worth a dollar day after day. But Bitcoin is doubling every 45 days, which makes it kind of difficult to see currently, today, as a proper currency.
Right. And I guess if you go by that logic and you want to hold on to it to see how high it goes, you could also get really unlucky and it could crash.
Oh, that's right. It's highly volatile. Exactly.
Right. Now, let's talk about Wall Street's reaction to all of this, because Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, has said investing in Bitcoin is stupid and he's not going to talk about Bitcoin anymore. Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs seems to be open to trading it at Goldman. Tell us more about what Wall Street is saying about Bitcoin.
Well, the fact that Dimon and Blankfein at JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs seem to be on completely opposite sides of this debate, I think goes right to the first thing that I said, which is that for anybody to attest that they have absolute certainty about what's going on in this market would be an obvious lie. Now, on the one hand, Jamie Dimon might be proved incredibly prescient by history if this thing crashes by 80% in the next few months. On the other hand, look, if someone came into Jamie Dimon in February and said, sir, we're not sure how to play the Trump economy. We don't know about tax reform. We don't know about this White House. But my team and I have done some research, and we'd like to stake out a large position in Bitcoin. Well, that bet just tripled in value, and I don't think Jamie Dimon would be too upset about having a stake in anything that has tripled in value. What's at stake here is money, and Jamie Dimon is essentially saying, by calling it stupid, he's really saying, I don't get it, right? I don't understand the underlying fundamentals here, and because I don't understand it, I'm going to call it stupid because I think that it has to prove itself to be a bubble that busts. I think Jamie Dimon is probably right, but again, first thing I said, I don't know. This is a new technology. This isn't a tulip. This isn't gold. This isn't silver. This isn't a product that has existed for millions or billions of years. Right. This is something that was invented a few years ago. It's a brand new technology, and we don't know the degree to which cryptocurrencies are going to be a feature of the future of the economy or just a blip that people right. in 10 years say, oh, remember in 2017 when that whole thing happened.
That's Derek Thompson, a senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.